Dersingham 2000 History Project on the 21st of April 1999. Please may I have your full name?
Kenneth John Martins.
And you're known as?
Ken.
And how old are you?
77.
Now, how long have you lived in Dersingham?
All my life.
So you were born here?
Born.
Right. And were you born in this house?
No. Two doors away. The Nook.
The Nook.
Number 64.
Right, and you now live at number 60.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how long did you live at the Nook? Just while you were a child?
Till I got demobbed from the war.
Right. Now, first of all, did your mum and dad live in the village all their lives?
No, they were married and lived in the village.
Right.
And my father was a postman for about 40 years, I think.
What, in this village?
Yeah.
So, can you remember anything they told you about what it was like living in the village?
Well, there were hard times. You used to have to get the drinking water from the Albert Victor, about 200-300 yards away.
At the old Albert Victor,
the old
at
Albert
Manor
Victor,
Road?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And that was your main well?
Yes, drinking water. And then if we wanted any washing water, rain water, we got it from the drift dike.
Because that wouldn't really be fit for drinking.
It wasn't then.
Now, I'd like you to go right back in your mind to the earliest things you can remember about living in Dersingham when you were a little lad.
Well, I first kept pigs and chickens over the Albert Victor when I was about 12 years old. Then,
while you were still at school?
Well, I was still at school, yes.
So how did you get hold of them?
Well, my father went with me to buy them, and then I used to feed them when I went to school and feed them in the afternoons when I came back.
Now, why did you want... Was this just that you always wanted to farm?
I always wanted to farm, yes.
Can you remember how much a pig cost in those days when you were 12?
About 5 shillings for a little pig, yeah.
But that was a lot of money.
Yes, it was. Yes.
So, had you, while you were younger than that, had you had any other little jobs to save the money for the pig?
I worked for Mr. Ewer.
Mr. Ewer.
He was, sold papers and boots and shoes and everything.
And where was his shop?
Is it Melbury?
Sue Mabry.
Sue Mabry, sorry.
Right, on the corner of Post Office Road.
Yes. And I was getting a shilling a week there for looking after, doing the garden and the pigeons.
Round the back of his house? Yeah. That was a shop then, even?
Yes,
then.
Yes, yeah.
Right, so that was your first job?
Yes.
So which school did you go to?
The Dersingham Bottom School.
With all the other lads?
Yeah, yes.
Can you remember anything about that?
No, not really.
You weren't very keen.
Well, there was a house in the schoolyard at the time, and they were pulling it down, and us boys had the job of wheeling the bricks and the rubble. Rather than do our lessons, we used to volunteer for that.
And was that house in the actual, what is now the playground?
In the play, just a little beyond the playground, where the, I think there's a garden now there.
Yeah.
And there was a big tree in the playground, chestnut tree. And the son and the state pulled them down to make it bigger, and we volunteered to wheel the rubble out.
you preferred that to writing and reading.
Yeah.
So the earliest thing you can remember, really, I mean, you how did you used to play? What games did you used to play?
Well, football, cricket and everything, but I wasn't very interested in sports. Not like my father, he was a very keen footballer, cricketer, and horse racing and every sport.
So you didn't take after him?
I didn't take after him, no.
Oh, so what did you do with your friends then? Because they were all much keener on football, I expect. Did you have a hobby?
When I was at school, I had two allotments to attend, as well as the pigs and everything.
While you were at school?
My time was taken up.
Goodness. Whereabouts were the allotments?
Behind the Forester's Hall,
right,
where the houses are all on there.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yes. So your dad got you this allotment?
Yes.
And then you got your pig and your chickens?
Yes.
And you said, where did you keep the pig?
I kept them down on the...
On the allotments?
On the allotments, yeah.
So what did you... I mean, what work did you used to do? Or did it take up a lot of your time?
Well, then when I left school at 14, I went to work in the Sandringham Gardens.
Up at Sandringham?
Sandringham, yes. And then... all the single chaps were made redundant, 6 months' notice, and Captain Fellows took me on as his houseboy and gardener, and I got on very well with him.
Now, where was Captain Fellows?
Laycox at Sandringham.
Right. That's one of the Sandringham houses.
Yes, yes. He was the estate agent.
Why were all the single fellows given redundancy then?
Well, when the king abdicated at the time, they were shortening up, and all the young single fellows got made 6 months' notice.
Because they didn't need, I presume they didn't know who
was... Well, they were cutting down everywhere. And
yeah, but so they kept the married men on?
Yes, the married men.
Yeah.
And I was the youngest one in the gardens at 15 then, I think, and Captain Fellows took me on. And
so he must have thought you were a good lad.
Yes, because he wanted me to go back with him after the war. He wanted me to go as his batman when he was in the Scots Guards, but my height failed me.
Why did it matter? You mean you couldn't get in the Scots Guards because of your height?
I had to be 5'8". I was 5'6".
Oh dear, right. So Captain Fellows employed you in his house?
Yes.
So what jobs did you used to do then?
Look after the horses, the garden, the stoepo.
The what?
The cars, the... What's central heating.
Oh, the stokehole.
Yeah, the central heating. And the cars and all the runabout.
And you were left to get on with this while he went away to war?
No. When he went away, I went into the woods for about a few months till I went and volunteered for the Air Force.
Ah. So
war broke out and I volunteered for the Air Force.
So you left Dursingham at what age?
19, I think.
Yeah, and you were away... For how long?
About 5 years.
And where were you based?
well, my nearest base was Folsom, just through Fakenham.
Yeah.
And then from there I went on to a mobile signals unit. And we travelled around the country living in tents. And then we went on manoeuvres, and I went on the D-Day landings to Normandy, and went from France to Belgium, Holland, Germany and Denmark.
When you say you went, were you, what were you on, lorries or?
Driver, yes, a driver.
So you never actually flew?
No, no. I was with a mobile signals unit.
Right. Now, what does that mean? What was the...
Well, communications with the front line for the Air Force, back to Oxbridge, well, communications for...
And you were always having to use one of these?
No. It was all Morse code then.
Dot dash.
Yeah.
Now, presumably you were still unmarried then?
Yes.
So you came back to Dursingham?
Yes.
And was that when you moved into this house?
No, I was, went back to live with my mother and father for about a year. Then I worked on Sandringham Estate. Then this post office job was gone, so I took that. And the bungalow I'm in now came up for sale. And I'd already bought some land at the back of the bungalow, and we only got about £85 of mob money plus what we saved a little. So
how on earth did you buy a piece of land?
Well,
I suppose
I bought this land for £350. And I made an allowance from my mother in case I got killed, and she saved all that for me, so I got to praise her for that.
Oh, right. Now, so that piece of land at 300 was about how much? How big?
5 to 6 acres.
5 to 6 acres?
Yeah.
When you think what it would fetch today.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that is the land behind your house?
Yes.
Right. And was that then part of the garden of this house?
Yes, yeah. And then I bought this bungalow for £600. And when I had the chance of it, I had to go on up to West Newton and say to my future wife that had she got any money in the bank? Because I wanted the deposit.
Yes. Well, I suppose if the house was onto your land, it made sense for you to buy it.
Yes, yes.
And you say it cost £600 for this bungalow.
This place, yes.
And does
yes.
that include all the extra land as well?
Yeah, well, the land was 350. It was 950 altogether.
And how many acres have you now got out the
I've
back
only
here?
Got the... six now. I had, when I was, you know, doing the post, I had about 140 acres.
What, behind this?
I had this behind right down to the bypass.
Right.
Some more land up Sandringham, on the Sandringham Hill allotments, over the back of the Emblems.
The back of the ambulance up Dotsie.
Emblems, yeah, Emblems.
Oh, Emblems,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you gradually bought these parcels of land?
I didn't buy it, I hired them off the estate. All the other land, yeah.
And you just farmed it?
Just farmed it, yeah.
Now,
my own combine and everything. And
so, how did you combine doing that with working as a postman?
16 hours a day. Yeah, it was long hours, but
well, tell me how your day, I mean, tell me right from the beginning of the day, what, how your day built up then?
Well, when I came off the post round, I used to start at 6
on the post.
Yeah, I came on by 9:30.
Yeah,
had my breakfast, and my wife would have fed the pigs and the cattle, and then I would litter them down and go either ploughing or whatever had to be done on the land.
So really you were a full-time farmer?
Yeah,
with all postage
that, yeah,
as well.
And the post round was
an extra
mainstay.
I Was it hard making a living out of farming in those days?
Well, it was, because I didn't have the best of land. I had a lot of spread about land.
You mean the fact that it wasn't all in one lump? It
wasn't all in one lump.
Right.
And troubled a bit with the pheasants and everything.
In what way?
Well, I was surrounded with woods and they would damage my crops.
Oh. And you weren't allowed to go out and shoot them all?
No, no.
That was
the estate land.
Right, yeah. So what, you had pigs and chickens and what else?
And cattle.
You had cattle as well?
Yeah, yeah.
So did your land go right down as far as the Baldings land?
Yes. I even hired some of Baldings land where the picnic area is now.
What, off the bypass?
Yeah.
That was your land?
Or
You hired that from Baldings?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So whereabouts in... if you go along this main road behind it, at what point did your land go next to the Baldings land?
Well, the railway line was in between where the bypass is now. I went down the railway line.
Yeah.
Then Baldings land was over the railway line.
Yeah.
And I hired that.
And how far along this main road did your land spread? To about where? Up as far as the White Horse?
No. No, not in that direction. The Dursingham Drift.
The Drift was the end of your land?
Yes, yeah.
And then it went back down...
Towards the Fen.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, so it went backwards that way.
Yeah.
So how long... I mean, did you keep it all through your life?
Yeah, till I was 65, then I finished with the land and just kept my own.
Yeah.
Well, it was 6 acres.
And you presumably sold... I mean, is any of your land now built on? Because the people who...
No.
It's not?
No.
Right. So, and it presumably wouldn't ever be now, would it? Or could it be? I mean...
Could be, yes. Could be. When they finished building over there, they might...
They would ask you if they could buy your land?
Yeah, yeah.
So there would be room for some more houses?
Yes.
Just behind you?
Yes. Yes, hey.
Now, do you know anything about Decoy Farm down Station Road?
Yes, Mr. Lambert.
Could you tell us something about that?
Well, he farmed about 500 or 600 acres.
Yeah.
And he was good to me. He helped me in different ways. I had some of his waste corn and beans for cattle feed. And he's sublet his land now. And most of it in the village has been built on.
That's right.
Yeah.
But down Station Road, opposite our house, 25A, there is still a farm hut with some very big buildings.
Yes.
Now, what was that, or has been used for, right up till now?
Yeah, that was his corn storage. From the marshes, down the marshes, over the line.
So he puts his corn in there?
Yeah.
And then he would sell it on?
Yes. He had a corn dresser, he'd clean it up and store it, and then sell it in at a later date.
So that is where these great big tin storage places are?
Yes, yeah.
Only there is now a notice gone up outside.
Yeah.
For planning permission for 7 dwellings.
That's right.
So, is all of that farm going to go?
Yes, I think so. I think they'll eventually move the buildings and sheds, perhaps, down the marshes where his land is.
Right. And then he will have sold that to a property developer.
Yes, yes.
So that in a few years' time, the people who buy those houses... We'll never know that there was actually farm buildings there.
Oh, No, they won't.
It's interesting. The whole of this village seems to have been made up with farms.
Yes.
Which have gradually, like the Baldings farm, has gradually sold off.
Yeah. And all down Centre Vale, that was all farmland.
Did you own any of that?
No, Mr. Jackson owned that.
Right.
Yeah.
So there were just farm workers' cottages and farms?
Yeah.
With a few shops?
Yes, yeah.
Did you ever belong, not that you had a lot of time, but did you ever belong to anything in the village, any clubs or societies or anything?
No.
It was just night and day farming.
Yes. Yeah.
And tell me what things you can remember about your post office round. Whereabouts did you go?
From the post office, Lynn Road, Manor Road, and all the Soward Roads, Dodds Hill, and right up to Field Barn, which was about 2 to 3 miles to two houses, yeah.
And on a bike?
On a bike, yeah.
So you used to hope they didn't have any that day?
Nearly every day there was mail. And we went high rain, blowing snow.
Yes, they didn't have any little vans for you.
No.
And you enjoyed that work?
Yes, it was a healthy life.
And did you get to know the people who lived in the houses?
Yes, very well, yes. Yeah.
So did they expect you to do jobs for them sometimes?
Well, one lady who had sugar diabetes said, if you find me collapsed, give me an injection. I said, I'll try.
But you never did?
Never did, no. I used to call and shout if she was all right.
Because I got the impression that the postmen used to be like almost like delivery people.
Yeah.
So you remember Edie? She was a post. Did you ever work with her?
Yeah. All the time. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And so Cliff.
Cliff Riches.
Yes.
Yes. So you were the main village post people.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And they just needed somebody to do a part-time job.
Yeah, and then I used to do relief, and if there was holidays or sick or anything, but yeah.
So you didn't belong to any clubs or anything. So how come you came to get married then? I mean, where did you meet your wife?
Well, I worked on the estate with her brother. And that's how I think we first met, like that.
And courted?
Yes, yeah.
Right. And so then after you got married, she came to live here?
Yes, she was in the Land Army, so that was a big help.
Yes, so she was well trained.
Yes.
Did you get, when you say the Land Army, was that the Land Army based around here?
Yeah, she was, I think she was at Burnham Market that way. On farms, yeah.
So during the war, most of the farms were run by the women?
Yeah. Yeah, there was a few men, but they were all called up. So
did
the women had to take the place.
What did she think of it?
I think she enjoyed it. Hard work, but she never did mind hard work.
And I suppose if you were away for long stretches, she was probably glad to have. So as well as that, was she looking after your farm? Oh no, but you didn't get it till you came back after the war.
No, not
right. Now, what would you say are the worst things you can remember happening in this village?
Dogs on the post road. I was bitten 2 or 3 times.
You want to just go and
eat the demand? The dogs were a bit of a nuisance.
What, when you were on the post?
On the post round. I was bitten, I think, 3 times with the dogs.
So, were they just that people didn't bother to keep them in?
Yeah, you know, when you go to the door with a bag on your back, they always think, you know,
that you're going to attack their bosses.
Yeah, or something, yeah.
And I suppose in those days a lot of people had animals.
Yeah, had dogs, yeah.
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 So that was one awful thing. What other awful things can you remember?
When the road was covered with snow, I got knocked off my bike.
What, by a snowball?
By a car.
Oh.
A car knocked me off.
What, along the main road?
Yeah, yeah.
Because there weren't many cars, were there?
No, but the roads weren't treated with salt or anything. And there was just one sheet of glass.
So how would you do your post-round? Did you used to have to walk?
That was a struggle. When that was deep snow, we used to leave our bikes and carry what we could and then go back and get another load. You had to walk, you know, walk everywhere then. If it was too deep snow.
The worst one was it 47?
Yes, I think so, yeah.
How, I mean, was the village
going? Oh, it was deep snow then, yeah, everywhere. In 47, yeah, I was still working on the estate. I think it was 48 when I went on there.
And that must have
been... On the post-round.
Yeah, and that must have been pretty grim.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the 50s and we had the flood. Now, that must have affected you.
Yes, I had my pigs down the drift in a tin shed down there and the police told me to move them, so I moved them up to Mr. Southall's near the Feathers Hotel.
Yeah.
And kept them there till... Because they thought... The tide would come over for the second time as the bank was broken. But Mr. Bird down the marshes, his cows all got surrounded with water, and a man by the name of Fred Cross bravely went down and broke the gates open and got them out and got them, saved them.
And brought them up onto the high ground?
On the high ground, yeah.
And were any killed?
No, I don't think so. But,
he
must done
have
a good job.
He did.
Yeah.
Now, of course, the salty water didn't actually come up as high as your land, did it?
No.
So no. Once you got your pigs to safety...
Yeah, but it didn't come over the second time.
No. But being a farmer... With farmers who got land down there, you must have heard a lot of talk about it.
Yes, they had to treat the land with gypsum to get the salt out of it.
Now, how do you do that?
They had to spread it like artificial manure.
And it soaks up the salt?
And it takes the salt out of the land, yeah.
So how long was it before that land was usable?
Well, I don't know. It was... 2 or 3 years, I think, and then they pulled it round again.
Yes, and of course it's never happened since.
No.
Even though when the pier blew down at Hunstanton.
Yeah.
It was never as bad, was it?
No.
And did you make a lot of use of the trains?
Yes, we had to in them days. We used to... go to Lynn or Hunstanton by train.
Yeah.
And when I grew sugar beet, that had to go by train, the trucks.
So you used to have to get the sugar beet into carts?
Yeah, and cart it down to the station.
Yeah. And then how was it loaded into trucks?
With a fork.
She had to...
Shovel it, fork all in. That was hard work round sugar beet then.
It was.
Very hard, yeah.
And then it went to the sugar beet factory
in
Lynn.
Yeah.
So did they leave trucks standing in the station yard?
Yes, yeah. Used to have a ticket for a truck and the station master, Mr. Tilson, used to order it and have it stood in the side. Yeah. And I used to have to load mine Sunday morning, as soon as it was daylight, to get the load on.
And then they'd connect it up?
Yeah.
And just take it on the train?
Train, yeah.
And I get the impression you did this on your own, or did you have people working for you?
I did have a retired man used to come and help me 3 or 4 days a week. Mr. Howe.
Right.
A very nice man.
And he'd come and help you on your
farm?
Yes,
yeah.
So you'd need his help to load the beet?
Yes, yeah. Well, we used to have to plough it out, knock it, top it, put it into a heap, cart it from this heap down to the station. It was very hard work then.
And then the King's Lynn factory would pay you for the weight?
Yes, yeah.
So can you remember how much you got for a truck full?
£5 a ton. And no, it was a 10-ton load, would be about £50.
For a railway load?
Yeah, yeah.
And did you ever go to Lynn to see what they did with it?
Yes, I did go once.
Oh, what did they do?
Well, they wash it off the trucks with powerful hoses, and it goes down, and there's all the soil washed off, then that's shredded, and then it goes up and that's boiled, and they get the sugar out, and
they sort of squash it till the juice runs out.
Well, what I remember, it goes in these flumes, I think they call it.
Like an extractor,
Then you used to buy the pulp for the feed and the cattle back again.
So you bought back what you
the waste product.
Oh, right. And what else did you feed your cattle on?
Hay and straw and corn that I grew.
And did you buy the hay from Mrs.
No,
Stanton?
I grew my own hay.
So you had to grow everything?
Yeah, hay and on straw. And
how many cows did you used to keep?
Well, I think the most I had was between 60 and 70.
60 and 70, right.
And pigs, I don't know any amount, thousand.
What was the price of? I mean, say when you were young, when you first started farming, how much would you get for a cow?
Well, you could buy them out of the market for about £5-10 each.
Yeah.
And you'd lose several because they never had the attention before we got them, and if they didn't get the colostrum, whatever they call it. Most, a lot of them used to die, but you used to have to buy them through the market.
So you didn't ever sell them direct to the butcher shop?
No, I never did fatten them. I always sold them as store cattle. I bought them as calves and sold them on as store cattle.
What does that mean?
Well, they've got to be finished off to be fattened. The butcher shop.
Ah, right. So they'd be still fairly young.
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't keep them and turn
finish them right through. No. Oh.
Right. Yeah. And what about your pigs? Did you do the same with those?
I used to fatten them.
You fattened
most
the
of them. Yes. Yeah.
And then.
And we used to go to Lynn Market on a Tuesday, and Swaffham Market on a Saturday.
With
the pigs.
Yes.
Yeah.
And did you take those on the train or did you go in a?
No,
on your truck.
Little car and trailer.
So, what happened when the trains stopped? When Mr. Beeching closed all the lines? How did that have a bad effect on the village?
No, because there was plenty of lorries then, and the lorries would go right up into the field and cart the beet, and then we had more transport of our own then. I used to go to Cambridge Sale Ground. They have a monthly sale there, and I used to buy implements there, and I could bring them home.
So in a way, it was better for you if the trucks came right to the farm?
If the lorries, yes,
yes.
Came to the farm.
Instead of you having to cart it all down
the
railway station.
Yes.
So you didn't really miss the trains?
No, not for that.
Right. Now, what would you say are the biggest changes you've seen in this village?
All the houses going on where it used to be cornfields.
How do you feel about that?
Well, that's... thing has got to come, I suppose, with the population growing.
And yet we seem to be filling up all our valuable farming land with houses.
Yes.
And that's why I suppose we bring more and more food from abroad.
Well, there's a glut of food in this country now, they say, and the corn stores are full. And
And yet it didn't used to be like
they
that.
They say if you fly over in a helicopter, there's still plenty of land for farming.
Yes, there is really, around here.
Yeah, and the farms.
So when they make all the fuss about them filling up these villages with houses, you don't think that it matters?
Well, no, because there's only a small acreage of Dursingham, really. I mean, there's all the fields outside the village, acres and acres of fields.
But there's not a lot of land left now in this village for building on, is there?
No, no.
I mean, if eventually they could build some houses on your land here.
Yeah, I think eventually they could.
And where would the access come?
Well, the Dursingham Drift.
They'd come up through the lane?
The Drift, yes, yeah.
Which is already access, isn't it, down to houses?
Yes, to my land now.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you could see, one day, all your land covered with houses?
I don't think in my time. My son might.
Ah, now, how many children have you got?
One son.
One son, and does he live in the village?
Yes.
Oh, right.
And he's just started in business on his own.
What, farming?
Carpenter.
Ah, based in the village?
Yes.
So, would you want to pass some of the land and farming on to him?
I have already handed my own land over to him. So.
But is he not very keen?
Well, no, he's more for carpentry and he likes doing up antique engines and tractors and everything like that. He goes to these rallies and his wife goes to these, craft fairs.
Yes.
Spinning wheels, and he makes spinning wheels.
Really?
And grandfather clocks and all that sort of thing. And
but spinning wheels that are just for ornament?
Yeah, well, she uses them, demonstrates with them.
And do people still spin?
Well, I think so. Well, I think they have more for ornamental, you know, but you can use them.
So some of the old crafts, they still keep coming back?
Yes, yeah.
So you just had the one son?
Yes.
Now, can you think of any other changes, apart from the building, in the village that have bothered you at all?
No, the cars are getting back thick and properly, on this road again. They put the bypass in, but of course with all the extra houses, that's putting more cars.
What now, you must have suffered a lot living right here.
Yeah,
before the bypass.
Yes, we did. Yes.
What did it used to be like?
Well, one stream of cars.
Particularly at
weekends
and summer.
Yeah, it was thick with them, yeah. That's done a good job, but that's getting busy again now because of all the houses and everything.
Yeah, so most of the traffic now is just traffic coming into the village for people who live here.
Yeah.
Do you think some people ignore the bypass and use...
Oh yes, they still like to see the pretty village. So
yes, and perhaps they think it's quicker. Just coming through.
Yes.
I mean, if you're going to Snettisham, perhaps, it's as easy to come this way as to go round, isn't it?
Well, I think a lot of them come this way thinking they've missed the queue of traffic, on the bypass, because they've gotten out of this. They're queuing up again on there, I think.
Yes, and then, of course, when they get to the top of Snettisham Hill, where the road joins, you get a real pile-up again, don't you?
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
So we're a victim of being near the seaside, aren't we?
We are, yes, really.
When you were a little lad, what was the treats? Can you think of anything that was a treat to you? I mean,
well, we used to have Sunday school outings or chapel outings, and we used to go to the mart at King's Lynn, go on the train.
You used to catch the train and go to the mart?
To the mart, yes.
Did they, I mean, how much, what, tell me first of all, what rides were there when you were a boy?
The Wall of Death, the Cakewalk, the Waltzers and...
So the Waltzers are the same as they are now?
Yeah, and the Galloping Horses.
Yes, where you sit astride, yeah?
Yeah.
What was the Wall of Death? Because I don't think they have those now.
They had it 2 years ago.
Did they? Yeah. What exactly is it?
It's a big, like a big basin, and the motorcycles go round in it.
Right.
And then when I went, there was a motorcycle with a sidecar on the lion riding round on it. But of course they would ban that now. Because
what, a real lion?
A real lion.
How did they keep him in?
I think it was doped. We always think it was dope.
Oh, how cruel. And that was whizzing round and round.
Yeah, that was going round on this bike, yeah.
And then
on the sewing chair.
And the cakewalk?
Yeah.
That was...
another thing, keep like that and you walk through.
Going backwards and forwards and backwards and forwards very fast.
Yeah.
So they were the main rides?
Well, yeah, and the swinging boats and the steam yachts.
Steam yacht.
They go right up on
that. Oh, yes, like big swinging boats.
Yes, yeah.
Yes. So really, they weren't that different?
No, still the old sort of nostalgia of years ago.
Yes, and how much, I mean, nowadays, some of these rides are £1 a time. Now, how much would they have been when you were a boy?
It threatens £3.
£3. But how much pocket money did you have?
Not very much. No.
Only what you were.
I was lucky because my father was a postman, so we, you know, he done fairly well.
He had regular work.
Yes, yeah.
Because a lot of people didn't, did they?
No, there was hungry times.
Yes, I bet. And it was hard work for the women, wasn't it?
Yes.
I mean, when you first farmed, did you have electricity?
Yes. Yeah, when I first found, yeah. I was a little boy going to school, I think. About 1930 or something, when they had electricity here or something.
And can you remember it being put on?
Yeah. We had three lights and a plug in the wall. That is what they used to...
You were all given three lights and a plug?
Three lights and a plug in the wall, yeah.
And how could you use all the... Well, what appliances? Was there just the cooker? Well, no, because you cooked on the fire.
No, we never knew you cooked on the fire then.
On a range?
Yeah. A cooking range and
so what
no electric kettles or anything like
that.
So
what would be the first appliances that went in that one plug?
I don't know.
Because it must have just stood there with nobody using it.
I think eventually we had electric kettle, but... My father, when he'd done the post round, he had to have a thermos of hot water to make his tea within the mornings, because he had to be up at 5 o'clock.
Good gracious.
And he hadn't time to boil the kettle then. So.
This was your father doing the round?
Yeah, when he was doing the round, yeah.
Well, I suppose the round was much more spread out.
Yes,
with a cottage here and a cottage there. And he used to get cold.
Yeah.
Nowadays it's all... And someone else was telling me about the first tractors.
Yeah.
Now, your first tractor here, was that one of these old steep iron ones?
Yeah, an open one, yes. One I bought at Cambridge Sale. I think it was worn up when I bought it. It was an ex-war ag tractor, and that was well worn.
Right.
And you used to sit there in the open bars on end.
Going backwards and forwards.
Weather, yeah.
Whereas nowadays they're all lovely with radios.
Yes,
and
heated.
So you did rather rough it.
Yes, then, yeah.
Can you think of any other things that were much harder then?
Well, carting the corn and everything. I had a binder, used to have to binder the corn. And cart and stack it and thrash it and...
So, whereas everything is now done automatically.
All the combines now, yeah.
Yeah. So, did you used to get very bad backs?
Well, I had one spell when I was off work with a bad back, and my wife and son had to look after all the stock and everything. I think it was just a good chill I'd got.
Because of sitting in these terrible drafty...
So
you
in
got...
the open cold, yeah.
Yeah, so it wasn't so much that... Because you had a lot of exercise. I mean, your backs must have been very supple.
Oh, yes,
but it must have been getting the cold into your spine.
Yes, it was cold, yeah.
But people were very tough, weren't they?
They were then,
because if you didn't work, You didn't get the money, did you?
No. We were very seldom off the post round. We was high rain, blow or snow, and if we had a temperature, I think 103, we'd still be going to work.
Because if you didn't deliver the post, you didn't get paid?
Well, yes, they would pay up to a certain extent, but you'd then have to find somebody to do your round, or your wife would have to tell the postmaster, and then you'd have to run around looking for relief. And
so you very rarely took to your bed?
No, not very really.
Now, you are still farming, aren't you?
Yes, yeah.
And what do you still do? What sort of...
Well, I've got a few chickens now, and I've got greenhouses, and I grow stuff to sell at the back door.
Yeah. And when I saw you the other day on your tractor, what were you doing?
I was spreading the artificial manure for the hay ground to make hay. So I sell hay and straw as well.
To people who've got cattle?
Cattle or mostly horses or goats.
Ah.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's quite a few girls who ride horses around
here. Yes, yeah, yes.